Well, sexual crimes against children have been on the federal government's agenda this lunchtime too. The Federal Attorney-General Christian Porter and the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton have announced that the government is renewing its push to introduce mandatory sentences for child sex offenders. Samantha Donovan joins us now with the details. Sam, what sort of offences are covered by this bill that the government's proposing?
Well, these mandatory sentences, Eleanor, would apply to crimes like the online grooming of children for abuse and child sex tourism, so travelling overseas to abuse children in another country. These are offences that fall under Commonwealth law. Of course, most child sex offences fall under state law. The federal government says it's reintroducing a bill which it didn't manage to get through Parliament in its last term. And the Federal Attorney General, Christian Porter, has pushed the government's case this morning, pointing out that last year there were 18,000 reports of child sexual offences at the Commonwealth level, and he says that's double the year before. He says there's clearly an escalation in crimes like the distribution of child abuse material online. He also pointed out that last year 28% of people convicted of these offences didn't get jail sentences. The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, joined the Attorney-General for this morning's announcement.
It is a vile crime. It's a vile thought that somebody in Australia is paying for a child in another jurisdiction, the Philippines, for example, to be sexually abused at the direction of the person here in Australia. And so I think the community expectation to date has not been met in terms of the way in which these sentences apply, and the government now has listened to the public and is acting. And as the attorney points out, I hope the Labor Party is able to support this through the Senate in a way that they weren't able to in the last Parliament.
So that's the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton there. Samantha, what are the changes?
Well, aside from the mandatory sentences, Eleanor, the government's also looking to make it harder for serious offenders to get bail. It's also wanting to create several new offences to target people like the administrators of child sex abuse websites going higher up the chain, Mr. Porter said. It's important to note here, Eleanor, that the mandatory sentencing laws the government says wouldn't apply to people under 18 engaged in things like sexting or sharing material online.
Samantha Donovan, our reporter covering that story.